Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We should be able to penetrate the internet.
Do I need to be liked? Absolutely not. I like to be liked. I enjoy being liked. I have to be liked. But it's not like this compulsive need to be liked, like my need to be praised.
Welcome to the Marquee, Dirty 30, here on DVRadio.net.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. You know who I am. I'm Marquee Davis. Yes, I am. I am your resident black guy, as some other show hosts would like to say, but it's okay. I don't mind it. I will accept it to the fervor. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll just accept it. All right, damn it. But today, all right, today, this is going to be an extended version of the Marquee Minute because I'm kind of peed off right now. I'm a little bit upset. And the reason I'm upset is simply because I'm sick and tired of everyone trying to say, oh, well, I'm middle of the road. I'm not a conservative and I'm not a liberal. But then yet and still, when you post a meme, they get on there and then they start freaking wilding out, going crazy over a picture. Let's take this Donald Trump and Clemson University McDonald's meal at the White House. All right. So posted a meme on my personal page, and people were upset about it. Some people were really upset about it. Why is everybody always dissing Trump? He's doing this. Who cares? It's a meme. Okay, that's what I call it. Bo called it something else. It's a meme. All right? It's a picture with words on it. That's funny. Why are you so upset about things being funny? Huh? Because they are picking on your candidate? Well, you know what's funny? I posted a meme about Melania Trump, right? People were upset about that. And then I commented and said, hey, you posted a meme about Michelle Obama being a man, and you thought it was hilarious. So I can't post a meme about Melania Trump that I find hilarious? I can't do that. If I post a meme about Michelle Obama, you're going to find it hilarious. If I post a meme about Obama, you're going to find it hilarious. But I post a meme about Donald freaking Trump, and you want to get on my page and stand on your soapbox and act like I'm just going to sit down and just, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Hell no. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I'm going to explain to you why this meme is funny, all right? And then I'm going to tell you, if you don't like it, just keep scrolling. They have this problem on the DV page as well, okay? This is what happens. DV6 to post something funny, hilarious, get, 100,000 likes or something like that. You know, they have a lot of people on that page. Get 100,000 likes, a couple shares, a couple thousand shares and stuff like that. Millions of comments going down it. And then you have one person say, that's not funny. And then all of a sudden, DV6 is banned. Bo is banned. All the other moderators are banned. Why? Because someone found it not funny. Why is this popping up on my timeline? I do not find this type of humor funny. Okay, don't sit there and comment. Just scroll past it and move on. See, this is the problem we have now with the social media age in this world. We have a lot of people, okay, who believe that just because you saw something, you have to say something. You don't. Do we forget the old adage, snitches get stitches? That's the way I was brought up. Snitches get stitches, all right? I mean, let's be real here, people. We need to go back to the ways of, let's say, mid-90s, all right, where people would just shut up and move on. I mean, I've seen videos of people downtown, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Houston, just all out brawling, fighting. People are just walking by, not a care in the world. That's not my problem. Let me move on. Nobody can do that nowadays. No, you have to say something. Oh, my goodness, I don't like that. I don't find that right. That's offending me, blah, 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 blah. Whether you're an uber liberal or ultra conservative, it's the same for both of you people. You're both the same. You are both the same. You find something offensive, then you get upset, and you want to say something about it. Okay? Me, I find something offensive. Okay, cool, whatever, move on. Unless it is uber offensive, okay? So if someone on my page, right, post a mem, let's say, of a baby in blackface. I'm gonna be like, yo, dude, really? You know, that's all I'm going to pretty much say. I'm not going to be like, oh, let me report this. No, I mean, it's got to be something super offensive. I mean, like, it has to be uber offensive. I mean, it has to be extremely offensive for me to even try to report you. But the first thing I'm going to probably do is either probably laugh at it, and then I'm going to make some stupid comment or put a GIF on it. I put GIFs on every single comment that I like or I find funny on Facebook. GIFs, as Bo would like to say, are hilarious to me, and I like them. So don't get upset when I'm putting a GIF on your comment and they're like, well, what is that supposed to mean? Just look at the damn GIF. I know I'm going on like 8 different topics here, people. I'm sorry. I'm just upset today because someone went on my Facebook page and wanted to have an argument with me about a freaking meme. That's what happened. I've ran it for 5 minutes and I apologize, but I had to get that off of my chest. So sick and tired of the left and right wing trying to push everybody together. And then you know what? I saw these crazy conspiracy theories about this wall, right? Okay, so let's go with this first one I saw. The Border Patrol director or whoever he is, the guy that's in charge of the Border Patrol, wore a Masonic pin when he was giving this speech or the address with Donald Trump at the podium. So now we have this conspiracy theory out there that the wall at the border is actually trying to keep people in, right? And then what they're going to do is impose martial law, all right? And we can't escape anywhere. People obviously do not know how large the United States is. I mean, it's right now in my neighborhood. There are spots just in my little neighborhood that I could get my entire family and hide them for months without anybody even knowing that we're there. But yet and still, the government is somehow going to impose martial law on the entire country. The entire country. The entire country. I will say it again. The entire country. They are going to impose martial law on the entire country when this border wall is complete because the director of the U.S. Border Security wore a Masonic pin. Let's get over this, people. All right. Just because someone is in a group, a fraternity, a pledge, a Masonic temple, Jehovah's Witnesses, if they're part of a group that you are not a part of, that does not mean that they are conspiring against you. But for some reason here in America, we believe that everyone is conspiring against us, even though we only make $35,000 a year, we drive a broke down Ford Taurus, and we go to our job every day to and from with no one at the job knowing our names, except for maybe the boss. But yet and still, we can come up with these elaborate, crazy, delusional hypotheses about what the border wall really is meant for. I'll tell you what it's really meant for. It's really meant for someone to get paid. I don't know if it's a friend of Trump's. I don't know if it's a friend of Hillary's. I don't really care. Someone's going to get paid off of this border wall. And me, I don't have a problem with it. I'm a firm believer that we invaded Iraq for money. I am. You can get upset with me about it. I was there twice. I know. Okay? I really don't understand why we invaded Iraq. But that's a whole nother show with a whole nother topic. Let's talk about this other stuff that's going on right now. And then I saw another conspiracy, all right, that showed, that said that they're going to get rid of the Second Amendment because Democrats are going to, they control Congress and they're going to implement that. And when they do that, the Republicans are going to finish the wall, okay? And then, you know, in some grand scheme, they're going to combine their powers, you know, with our powers combined, like Captain Planet. They're going to then take over the United States and make us do slavery type stuff. What? I mean, where do people come up with this kind of stuff? They sit in their rooms with a tinfoil hats all curled up and they watch, InfoWars or some crap like that. And then they get all of these ideas and they start to try to put them together. Why? This is America. We have had the same system for a lot of years now, okay? When it comes to electing a president, electing mayors, electing congressmen, electing members of the Senate. It's the same thing that we've had for years. Years. Hundreds of years. And it hasn't failed us yet. Now, when we look at other countries where they're trying to implement a democratic process, let's take Afghanistan for a look here, where they're trying to implement a democratic process, guess what happens? It fails. The elections are rigged. People win that were bought to be won. That's what happens when you have a rigged system. That is why, okay, I know some people don't understand why this Mueller investigation is going on. It's just simply because we want to make sure that our election system is still not hackable or riggable, even though it probably is. I mean, when you have special interest groups paying millions upon millions of dollars for campaigns for certain officials, you know, I mean, our elections are bought if you look at it that way. But we don't have any foreign entities affecting our elections here in the United States. And that's the way we should keep it. All right. Now, in regards to that, I don't know where I'm going with this. I drew a blank. All right. So let's just move on then. So today, I like to get my news from Yahoo News. I know a lot of people are like, you know, oh, Yahoo's liberal website. Well, I mean, whatever, dude. You know, get your news where you want to get it from, and then you dissect it with other media sources from there. So I found this article. All right, it's about female service members. Yes, female service members, service women, as they would like to call them, and female veterans are upset. They want to fight. All right. Because someone wrote an article that says that women don't belong in combat because it risks reducing the American military's lethality. All right? Lethality. That's a weird word to say. So it's pretty much talking about how women in the military aren't as great as men in the military simply because they, I guess, can't shoot. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm so sick and tired of these uber left and uber right wing articles, and no one's just giving me the facts. Like, this article should have been just completely about the numbers. All right, let's get a small sample size of like two units with female and men, since we've integrated, you know, an artillery unit, an infantry unit. Let's look at their PT numbers. Let's look at their marksmanship numbers. You know, and let's look at the disciplinary numbers, whether how many females have got Article 15s versus how many men got Article 15s. And then you can tell me, all right, if a service woman in the infantry is actually not as lethal as a man in the infantry. Because I tell you right now, I have been the range cadre for a number of units, infantry, artillery, service batteries, stuff like that. And I can tell you, both men and women can't shoot. And some of them can, all right? I've seen some of the worst scores where I had to sit beside somebody or go to the next lane and shoot their targets for them just so they can get off of my range. Understand what I'm saying? I remember it used to be me and another NCO. We'd get on both sides of the person who couldn't shoot, lieutenants, captains on down who could not shoot, majors on down who could not shoot, and we would shoot their targets so they can get a passing grade and get off of the range. That's what we used to do. I remember I used to go onto the bus and be like, look, here's a round. Poke holes in your targets, please, because I ain't got time for y'all to be coming back on the range, wasting ammo and wasting my time. Poke holes in your targets so you get the score you want and then get the hell out of here. And then it would all be because the zero wasn't right. Or people don't realize that they're eye dominance, all right? Me, I'm right-handed, but I'm left eye dominant. So I shoot with my left hand. I shoot with my left eye. This is why I always would get, you know, a great score whenever I went to the range. Because I understood. My drill sergeants at basic training taught me and showed me how to do your eye dominance test. So that way, you can know which eye you are dominant so that you can shoot better. I mean, it's simple. But then you got these pictures floating around of female soldiers with their Kevlars all wrong and not being able to pick up a soldier and stuff like that. And it's sad to me because people who volunteer, remember, you're volunteering for the United States Army, for the United States Marines, for the United States Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard, for the United States military. You are volunteering. So these young soldiers, airmen, Marines, they are volunteering to put their life on the line when something happens. After 9/11, a lot of people joined the military, knowing good and well that they were finna go to war, okay? We didn't have to have a draft, okay? Didn't need it because people were volunteering. But yet and still, we still have op-eds like this right here that are pooping, that are crapping on female soldiers. When these people, let me guess what? Let's see, who I don't know who wrote the original article, but McDonald is. I guess that's whoever it is. I don't know. I don't feel like reading a stupid article. I'm peed off. But I guess I'm doing what everybody else does, just read the headline and get an opinion. I mean, I don't care right now. You guys don't understand, okay? This is why I go to therapy, because once I get upset, it's very hard for me to calm down, like very hard. And right now I'm pissed off. And I'm especially pissed off because I served with some great women soldiers. I served with some great women airmen. When I was in what is the name of that damn base? The one up in North Iraq where they have the planes at. Golly. Woo, boy, it's been too long. I've been out. When I served with female airmen, all right, they did a great job. An outstanding job. It wasn't Ali Asaline. What am I thinking? Oh my goodness. Morta Ritaville. Why is that stuck in my head right now? Morta Ritaville and not the name of the damn base. But then when I moved down to Kalsu, all right, guess what? I served with some great airmen, female soldiers, female airmen, wonderful fucking soldiers. Ooh, I cursed. See, I cursed. I slipped and cursed. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, so how about I take a break. Let's calm down. Let's smoke a carton of cigarettes. And after this break, we'll come back with a kinder, more gentler Marquee. All right? We'll finish this story. And you're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I'm Marquee Davis. Stay tuned after the break. You don't want to miss it.
DV Radio. At the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, we aim to provide homeless veterans with the tools required to successfully reintegrate back into society. But we can't do it alone. In order to maintain our independence and focus on our veterans, DVFarm.org does not receive any financial assistance from the state or federal government. We operate entirely on the generosity of our public donations. To make a tax-deductible donation or simply learn more about our mission, visit DVFarm.org. We cannot continue the mission without you.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am Marquee Davis coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, I am. Now, let's finish up with this article real quick. So what I want to say about this entire article, if you don't know, let's catch up real quick. I mean, you was only gone for like 30 seconds. females in the military are pretty much ruining our military. That's pretty much what it's saying. I mean, it's the gist of it. When people start making these assertions, is that the way you say that word? Whatever. When they start making these type of allegations without knowing the numbers, without knowing the facts, without seeing the determination on these soldiers, Navy people, Marines and Air Force's faces, when they don't see this firsthand, they start to just assume things. And when you start assuming things, you make an ass out of you and me. And that's what this article is pretty much doing. It's making an ass of itself. It's making an ass of its of the person, of the company that posted it. So let's just move on from that. I'm done with that. So let's go back to this President Trump and Clemson food thing. It's an honor to get hosted by the President of the United States, no matter what their political affiliation is. It's an honor to get hosted by the President of the United States, the highest ranking civilian that we have, okay? It's an honor. Whether he's serving you Big Mac and fries with some Taco Bell and pizza, or whether you're eating some luxurious roasted lamb with some etouffee and shrimp, you know, it's an honor. It's an honor to meet the President of the United States. This is the person that the majority of the country, okay, has placed their faith and hope in. Now, some people will say, oh, well, he didn't win the popular vote, So he isn't really the president. The presidential election is not a high school, king and queen competition. Okay, it's not your home school where you have the most popular person, so they are now the high school president. So this is not it. Okay, we have a system in place that was created by the founding fathers. Why? Because they understood that people can be bought. Votes can be bought. So, as you've seen in this, if you look at the electoral breakdown of where the votes were placed at, in the major cities across the United States, where there's more people, Democrats won those areas, in the urban areas, okay? You know, Hillary won by what? A couple hundred thousand votes? I don't feel like looking it up. A couple hundred thousand, maybe a million votes? I don't know. I don't feel like looking it up. And I'm not going to look it up. But Trump won the Electoral College, okay? And the reason we have this system is so that we can't just have someone who's popular win the presidential election every 4 years. Doesn't happen that way. I wish Congress would have term limits. Everything else has term limits. Mayors have term limits in major cities. You know what I'm saying? Governors have term limits. But members of Congress can be sitting in Congress for 30 years, 40 years, just die in the seat. I mean, and these are the people that make the laws. Remember, we have the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. Okay, so the people who make the laws, the legislative branch, which is Congress, can just sit there forever. So let's think about this for a second, all right? Let's just think about this, okay? So if members of Congress have been in Congress for, I don't know, let's say 45 years, all right? That means that they still have the mindset of 45 years ago. They still believe that the fabric of American life is based 45 years ago. They won't change with the times because it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. We know this. Very hard to teach an old dog new tricks. So you have people in Congress who have been there forever who have not changed the vote in forever. They will still vote the same way they voted when they first entered Congress. That's why people like, what's her name? The one that everybody's hating right now, the new Democratic female congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I think I said it right. I don't know. But a lot of people are upset with her or picking at her because of the way she approaches things. Well, she's a millennial. I mean, she really is. And she approaches things like a millennial would. But she's also a fresh face in Congress. She's also a brand new voice in Congress. That's something that we need. That's something that we want. All right? We want and need fresh faces in Congress. I'm tired of seeing the same old people sleeping and during congressional meetings, during hearings, just sitting there looking like they're asleep. We need fresh, brand new faces within Congress. Okay? I know everybody's talking about the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court is a lifetime nomination. You die in that seat or you retire. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be there until she falls over. All right? That's the way she wants to do it, and that's the way it's going to happen. But that is because that post is based on knowledge. It's not based upon Democratic or Republican ties. And I'm tired of saying that on Facebook, too. Oh, we need a Republican Supreme Court. No! We need a bipartisan, non-politically affiliated Supreme Court who goes just by the letter of the law. If the law states it, the Supreme Court either enforces it or they create a new law by saying something is unconstitutional. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. But we have to start looking past political affiliations and realize that it is America first. Everyone who listens to the sound of my voice have probably served in the military. If for those of you who didn't, you know, don't worry about it. You probably know a veteran. These people who served in the military signed on the dotted line, even though we might have been young, 18, 19, and we really were just going there for a check. You know, I mean, let's be real here, people. You serve your country, or you're continuing to serve your country, whether as a veteran in a branch, you know, whether you work for the VA or you work for some type of organization that helps active duty or veterans, you serve this country. you are still serving this country. You're not serving a political party. Let's not forget, people, we had a third political party. Well, you know, back in the day, the Whig Party, you know, the Whigs. Oh, we are the Whigs. We are the Whigs, and we do this. I don't know what the hell the Whigs stood for, but I know they were a party. You know, and we have the Libertarians and things of that nature. Why are we, as veterans who serve this country, going to allow a political affiliation make us forget that we are still serving this country? This country is what makes us great. We don't have people kicking down our doors telling us to give them everything in the house because it's for the president, or it's for the dictator who took over. We don't have people coming into our house and taking our children and saying that they have to work in the fields or making us work for pennies on the dollar simply because we are trying to make the economy in the country grow. No, this is a free country. We have freedom of speech, which some people say, oh, you're infringing on my freedom of speech. No, say whatever the hell you want to say. Say whatever the hell you want to say, okay? If I don't like it, then I'm going to say whatever the hell I want to say. And then when I say whatever the hell I want to say, don't get upset and say that I'm infringing on your freedom of speech. I'm not. I'm telling you what the hell my opinion is because you just told me what the hell your opinion was. Whew. Boy, 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 boy. This is what this country has come to. People who get easily offended, who wants to try to throw out constitutions and things, you know, amendments that they don't even understand. And then they try to say, well, you don't understand. Oh, well, my job is better than yours. I make more money than you. Well, I don't give two flying flips. See how I said flips there? I don't care. Because the one thing that's happened is that we are degrading the very fabric of this country, all right, by making a mockery of everything that we hold dear. Now, sometimes people say, oh, I wish we can go back to the 50s. You know, we had that wholesome family values and you know, we didn't say certain things and we worked. Men were men, you know, things of that nature. You know, I agree. I do wish we could go back to those strong family values and those ties of men being men and you know, women doing men stuff. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Where we all work together to achieve a common goal. You know, I don't want the racism of the 50s. You know, I don't want the dogs attacking people in water hoses. You know, I don't want that crap ever coming back again. But I really want us to analyze ourselves. This is what this Dirty 30 is about. Okay, the first couple minutes I was upset. Now I'm more relaxed. You know, I want us to analyze ourselves and come to an understanding that we are the greatest country in the world. Right now, half the world will be speaking German and Japanese if it wasn't for the United States intervening during World War II. I'll say it again. If it had not been for the United States intervening during World War II, half of the planet would be speaking German and Japanese. I said it. Oh, and Italian. I forgot about Italian, too. You know, Mussolini and them. But, man, I really want us to come together again. 9/11 unified the country. I know it was a tragic, devastating event that rocked the very foundation that we hold dear in this country. We were attacked by terrorists, but it brought us together. I know, it's crazy to think of it that way, but it did. It brought us together. You know, we had something to fight for. We saw that our freedom was trying to get taken over by terroristic acts and actions. So what do? We unified as a country. It wasn't about black or white, Asian or Latino, Hispanic or racism, or liberal or Republican. It wasn't about that. It was about us saying, you know what? Somebody attacked our damn country, and we're going to fuck them up. And I cursed again, but I said it. And that is what unified us back then. I mean, it was just, 17 years ago. Well, it's 2019, right? So 18 years ago. But right now, we are so consumed with ourselves via social media that we have lost the concept of a unified country. We have everyone saying, oh, this is dividing the country. We're splitting the country down the middle. When in actuality, Facebook, MySpace started it. You know, Facebook, MySpace, Snapchat, Instagram, everybody has to have their phone out. This is what kind of upsets me, too, is that, you know, I saw a video on YouTube of an old lady getting her pass, her purse snatched. But what happened was no one chased the dude down. Nope. People just had their phones out and was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are we supposed to do? Someone call 911. You are on your phone. Call 911 from your phone. But no, we have to get likes. This should be called the like generation. The clicks and like generation, where people have to get clicks and likes. Instead of being true to themselves and understand that we have a fundamental responsibility to take care of our community and our country. All right, I'm sorry. And with that, you have listened to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. Coming up next, you know what it is. This is what you came here for, the main event. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, coming up next is Barracks Talk. Barracks Talk. And with that, you guys have a good night.